And good morning. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason coming to you from Ferrandas today in DeKalb, Illinois, out on the Illinois Farm Economics Summit. It's a quick look at the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area. Tells us that we'll have cloudy skies throughout the day, 44 degrees, calm winds today out of the southeast at 5 to 9, and then tonight a 20% chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy, a low of 42, southeast winds at 9 to 14. They'll gust as high as 17 this evening, and then all the way up to 29 miles an hour tomorrow with a 30% chance of rainfall, and we'll go to 53 degrees. It'll be breezy out there, of course, tomorrow. Let's take a look at what we're doing here on the road at the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. We're, of course, at Ferrandas today in DeKalb. And if you've not made one of these events, you can still come on out. We don't worry about that too much. Walk-ins are welcome. We'll be in Peoria tomorrow at the Civic Center. We open up at 7:45 for registration. Start the meeting around 8:15 a.m. in the morning and wrap up around 2 o'clock. Gary Schnitke and Daryl Good are on first. And then we follow them up with Nick Paulson and Scott Irwin, along with Jonathan Kappas, all ag economists at the U of I. They cover some really great topics. Speaking of ag economy, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening in the marketplace with Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning to you, Wayne. How are you today?
Oh, just fine, Todd. It's been that wintry, blowing and rainy, but instead of snow. So a lot warmer than we were expecting, but, you know, still some sort of nasty weather this time of year. But, you know, the markets overnight, they sort of caught that little nasty bug, too. We're down a little bit. We're down 2, 2.5 here in the corn and 4 to 5 in the beans as we talk right now. We sort of went up against that 380 resistance point, and we backed off in the corn.
Well, we did that. Just so folks know, you and I are pre-recording. It's about 9 a.m. as opposed to 9:50. So let's talk a little bit about the reasons behind this. Is it just a turnaround Tuesday, or are there other things that are happening? Because the corn had a pretty good day yesterday.
Corn had a real good day, and it pushed us up there like that. I think, you know, basically some of the weakness that we've seen in the crude oil, some of the economic things are going on, but mostly, probably the biggest of all, is the Argentine situation where Marcy is going ahead. He had cut the export tax on that, and he is trying to push ahead. He made the comment before the end of the year to devalue the peso, and they're working on a line of credit to get their banks in shape to be able to do that. And, of course, if they devalue their peso, they've already come in and they're undercutting our bids at the Gulf on corn. So, you know, basically that's what's a little heavy on the corn market.
So we've been watching this and with great expectations. It's weighing on the marketplace. Do you suppose the market is thinking there's more happening here than they expected, and we can think that this really is a fundamental change, at least in the short term? Or will we find some support relatively quickly?
I think that we're in a trading range here, Todd. We're going to find support now in just a little bit. So it's not a fall on the bed type thing, but it is a sort of cap the rally kind of thing. You know, and as we you know, look at the beans, we were hoping and wishing that the biodiesel producer tax credit would pass here. It looks like it's getting less support than what we were hoping for, and we don't look for that to anything soon to happen on that. So that's the other thing that's out there. It's probably weighing on the beans this morning.
Yeah, so the difference being there, a producer tax credit as opposed to a blender tax credit, and what does it mean for the marketplace?
Well, the producer one means it would have to stay on U.S. Blended oil, bean oil along with the fuel, rather than importing any from foreign countries. And I think, you know, we'd like to keep that all at home.
Yeah, so essentially the blenders at this point actually can use, because they're getting the tax credit, doesn't matter where that source comes from. But if it's the producer tax credit, it significantly changes what happens with those dollars, and they can only be put into a marketplace domestically. So all vegetable oil producers of all sorts, particular, I suppose, of bean oil, would be looking forward to having that. But as you said, support appears to be waning. However, most people have always said if Senator Grassley from Iowa wants it, he gets it. We're not done yet. I suppose there's time for this still to pass.
Well, this is one of those cases where we're really cheering for Senator Grassley to get what he wants and go ahead. You know, we got a debate tonight coming up, and Ted Cruz is probably the most unfriendly towards ethanol and that of all of the candidates, and he's leading in Iowa. Can we believe that?
It'll be interesting to watch all of these things unfold. What else do we have happening in the marketplace for the day?
Oh, you know, unfortunately, the cattle are taking another beating again today. You know, they've seen the rough in the cash market, and the feeder market continues to decline a little bit. You know, we look for somewhere for support to come in here pretty soon, but it's been rough on the meat people.
All right. When you talk to producers, I suspect they're still waiting, and I don't know how hard it will be them to get past January 1. Some will want to make sales before then for one of two reasons, it's probably for a tax purpose. They may need some Christmas money. And then, of course, if they've got commercial storage sometime, I would guess in January, they'll need to make sales. Will they have opportunities for both corn and soybeans?
Well, that's a question. We're going to go into a very quiet market here next week. But we've got a lot of stuff happening this week with the Feds with their announcement tomorrow on interest rates, you know, with those two or three other reports coming out. But in all honesty, we're probably going to slow. I don't know that they're going to be pushing basis levels if they are, but look and see what your local basis levels have been and see if you can't take advantage of something if you do need to make those cash sales.
Do you suppose the Fed will actually raise the interest rates?
Well, that's pretty much what everybody's believing. We're going to look for 0.25%. They said that what we do tomorrow is not the big deal. It's what their comments are afterwards for what they're going to do in the future, whether it looks like they're going to want to continue to raise every quarter or whether this is going to be a one-time thing, sit, wait, see, and reassess. And I think it's how aggressive their speeches are or comments are after this is what's going to amount to more than 0.25% tomorrow.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson, of course. He's with L&M Commodities out of Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us on this mid-morning market report for Tuesday morning. It is the 15th day of December. Futures, as he suggested, at the hour we recorded, now about 9:30 in the morning, down 7 to 8 cents in the soybeans. Corn off around 1 to 2 cents. Wheat futures are down 3 to 4 for the morning. Live cattle futures in Chicago at the hour, again, that we're recording for this, just about even for the day. Feeder cattle are down 7.5 cents, and lean hogs are bound down about a dollar for the morning. Energy markets are showing at the hour, ethanol future maybe a penny and a quarter lower, crude oil at $36.64, still off of its lows. It went really low yesterday, making a new contract low. Gasoline on the RBOB at $1.23 and 3 cents, is down 2 cents for the morning. Heating oil is just about unchanged at $1.12 and 8 cents, and natural gas for the day, it's 5 7/10 cents lower at $1.83 and 6 cents. Again, these are delayed quotes by about 20 minutes at this time. Now, taking a quick look at the Dow, it's up around 200 points. U.S. dollar is slightly higher for the day. And the gold futures are at $1,061, thereabouts 25 cents, up rather down about $2.25. The weather forecast, again, for the Urbana-Champaign area at this time suggests cloudy skies, a high of 44 degrees. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers. That'll come after midnight, mostly cloudy, and a low of 42. A 30% chance of rainfall before noon tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 53. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy and a low of 30. Thursday, sunny skies and 37. Thursday night, a low of 27. Friday, sunny and 32. And Friday evening, clear with a low of 21. Saturday, sunny skies and 35. And Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 26. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 44 degrees. Sunday night, chance of showers and 35. And on Monday, a chance of showers and a high near 49 degrees. The Mid-Morning Market Report is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at WILLAG.org. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. I'm at Ferranda's today. That's the Banquet Center in DeKalb, Illinois, with the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. Tomorrow we're headed to Peoria to the Civic Center. Still time for you to come out. We'll open registration at 7:15 a.m. in the Peoria Civic Center tomorrow morning. and then kick off our event at 9:15. On Thursday, we'll be in Springfield at the Crown Plaza, and on Friday in Mount Vernon from the Holiday Inn. Your chance to visit with all the agricultural economists here on the Urbana-Champaign campus and talk to them directly about the types of things you'd like to see them do research on, the kinds of things that are happening on your farm. They'll be glad to help you out from U of I Extension. And, of course, you'll get all kinds of really good information about the past commodity cycles and the expectations for the upcoming year. Don't forget to tune back in this afternoon at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock. I'll be back for the closing market report. Again, I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, broadcasting to you today from verandas in DeKalb, Illinois.